This is a progress report on Christopher, last name Bruce, B-R-U-C-E. Patient seen for Dr. Barton. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Barton, thank you for this referral and your continued support. Mr. Bruce is a 64-year-old male who initially was seen by me about 2 years ago in September of 2022 when he presented with severe anemia and bone scan showing lytic lesions. At that time, his IgG was 7800. Patient was started on chemotherapy with Revlimid, dexamethasone, and Velcade. Patient subsequently had developed some pulmonary infection and COVID, requiring hospitalization and rehab. However, he improved thereafter. He also had pulmonary embolism, requiring hospitalization and anticoagulation treatment. But thereafter, he progressively has improved. Now he is in remission. His IgG now is within normal limits. Past medical history, he also has history of COPD, diabetes, and hypertension. He has been on metformin 500 milligram twice daily, carvedilol 12.5 milligram BID, and lisinopril 40 milligram daily. And also he was on torsemide 40 milligram daily. I don't know whether he's taking all of them anymore. Physical exam, he is 64-year-old. He's weight is 194, blood pressure 114 over 56, pulse is 43. He usually has low pulse, oxygen saturation 99%. Eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, lungs were clear, except diminished air entry at the basis, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, multiple myeloma. Now in remission, diagnosis of diabetes, mellitus, diagnosis 3, history of COPD. New paragraph. Recommendation, we will continue Revlimid maintenance at 10 milligram daily. Patient stays anemic because of Revlimid, so we'll continue retacrate 40,000 unit once weekly. This time we also will check his cholesterol and lipids besides CBC, CMP, and IgG and A1C. I mean hemoglobin A1C. Thank you. Sincerely, Ajit Dave. This was progress report on Bruce Christopher. Thank you.